Good evening. Great to be back with you tonight. Appreciate your presence here so that we can study God's Word together. Once again, just like this morning, I won't be shaking hands in the back. I will be back there. And I do appreciate the kind comments this morning concerning the sermon. I appreciate that very much. Now, this morning we began a study of four areas where we need to resolve to increase in the coming year. And we took that from Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. Of course, Luke chapter 2, the section of scripture where it's dealing with Jesus staying behind as his parents traveled back from being in Jerusalem for one of the feast days, and he stays behind. They find him in the temple, and he talks about the fact that he was about his father's business. And in Luke 2, in verse 52, at the end of the chapter, it says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man." And we noticed three of those categories this morning. We noticed him increasing in wisdom and how we can increase in wisdom. We talked about increasing in stature and how we can do that. And then we talked about increasing in favor with God. And that brings us to our final category tonight. And that's looking how we can increase in favor with man. You know, the Bible is a book of relationships. It's about man's relationship with himself. It's about man's relationship with his fellow man. And most importantly, but also connected to the other two, it is about man's relationship with the God of heaven. And we see all three of those categories in Matthew chapter 22, a passage of scripture that we looked at last Sunday. In Matthew chapter 22 and verses 35 and 36, you recall that a lawyer came and he asked Jesus a question testing him. And he asked him, "Teacher, which is the great commandment?" And in verse 37, Jesus begins to respond. He says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." And that all-encompassing statement by Jesus, we see that relationship with God. Loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and as Mark adds, strength. We see our relationship with ourselves, love your neighbor as yourself. And we see our relationship with our fellow man, loving our neighbor. And so as we think about this category, being in favor with man, I want us to notice 2 points tonight. 2 areas in which we can increase. And it really revolves around building better relationships in these 2 areas. First off, we want to notice building a better relationship with myself. You know, before I can love God as I should, and before I can love my fellow man as I should, I first must love myself. We've talked about this idea before about having a good understanding of who I am in relation to who God is. But also recognizing that I'm valued in the eyes of God, that I'm made in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and following. There are 3 things that I owe myself. 3 things that will help me in this area. And we've noticed these 3 things before. Lord willing, we'll notice them again. But I owe myself these 3 things. Number 1, I owe myself fairness. I owe myself fairness. You know, many times you and I, we put expectations upon ourselves that we would never give to anyone else. And sometimes as a result, we put unfair expectations upon ourselves. I was looking at the concept of New Year's resolutions and some statistics on how many people keep them, how many people don't, and just different things along those lines. I learned something. The second Friday in January is known as Quitter's Day. Because most people by the second Friday in January have stopped keeping at least one of the New Year's resolutions that they make. Sometimes, though, it's because we've been unfair with the resolution that we've made. Maybe we set a resolution to never eat sweets anymore. Well, if I've spent the previous year eating candy pretty often, you know, it might be an unrealistic expectation that come January 1st, I'm just going to stop eating candy altogether. It might be that I need to slowly work into that. Being fair to myself, realizing that some of those things take time. You see, we set these unrealistic expectations on ourselves. Then when we don't live up to those expectations, we beat ourselves up and put ourselves down. There's nothing wrong with setting goals, and I think we should do that. But we need to be reasonable when we set those goals. Many times we are our own worst critic. I know personally I'm bad about that. There's a lot of times Micah and I, we've gotten to the house and I've been like, that sermon was horrible. And she would be like, I thought it was a pretty good sermon. But many times we do, we're harsher on ourselves than we are on anyone else. We need to be fair with ourselves. So I owe myself, first of all, fairness. Secondly, I owe myself forgiveness. You know, it's amazing. God can forgive us. Others can forgive us. But so often, what do we find? We find that we can't forgive ourselves, right? I want you to notice God's view of forgiveness. Because God's view should be our view. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 16 and 17, the Hebrew writer says, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws on their minds, on their hearts, and write them on their minds." Then he adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." Notice what he says. He says, when it comes to their sins, when it comes to their lawless deeds, I will remember them no more. God says, I forget them. I wipe that slate clean. Brother, we need to have the same view. We need to have the same mindset. If we want God's forgiveness, then we need to go to Him, of course, on His terms. If we're not a Christian, we need to take those steps in becoming one, of believing Jesus, that Jesus is the Son of God, of turning from sin, confessing that belief, being immersed in water for the forgiveness of our sins. If we are a Christian, then we need to take advantage of God's second law of pardon, where we come in repentance and confession and prayer. But then, friends, once we are forgiven, because God says, if you do those things, I forgive you, then we need to take Him at His word and forgive ourselves. We need to put those things behind us. What do I owe myself in the coming year? Well, I owe myself fairness, first of all. I owe myself forgiveness. And then finally, number three, I owe myself forwardness. I owe myself forwardness. And what we mean here is that we don't need to live in the past. We need to move forward in the present, looking towards the future. Too many times we have a tendency to reach back here and grab a hold of stuff that God has said, that's done. That's over with. But yet we try to reach back there and bring it back into the present. Leave it back there where it belongs. If it's been forgiven, it's been forgotten by God, we don't need to bring it back into the present. Paul had a great attitude when it came to this mindset of forwardness. And look, Paul struggled with this just like everyone does. I mean, we see Paul in some places. Remember, he refers to himself as the chief of sinners. He refers to himself as the least of all the apostles because he says, I persecuted the Lord's church. And so Paul struggled sometimes with the past. But notice what he says in Philippians chapter 3. In verses 12 through 14, he says, not that I've already obtained this or am already perfect. Paul says, I haven't yet arrived. I'm not where I want to be. But, he says, I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do. What are you striving to do, Paul? Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul says, I let go of that stuff back there, and I press forward, keeping my eyes on the goal. What's the goal? Eternity with God in heaven. He says, that's what I keep in my sight. I keep Jesus before me. I take each day as it comes, and I strive for that goal. Friends, if we're going to increase in favor with man, the first thing that we need to do is we need to build a better relationship with ourselves. And we owe ourselves fairness, forgiveness, and forwardness. Number two, I also need to build a better relationship with mankind. I need to build a better relationship with mankind. If I'm going to have a better relationship with the people around me, there are certain characteristics that I need to exhibit. Now, some of these may be things that we already have. Some we may need to work on a little bit more. Some may be missing, and we need to acquire them. But when we put these characteristics together, they help us to have better relationships with those around us. It'll help with siblings, with parents and children, husbands and wives, our Christian family here, co-workers, bosses, and everyone in between. Five characteristics that we need. Number one, if we're going to be better, if we're going to increase in favor with man, we need to be friendly. We need to be friendly. In Proverbs 18, verse 24, the New King James Version says, "A man who has friends must himself be friendly. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." I'm going to say it. Sometimes we don't have the relationships that we want with people because we aren't very friendly towards those people. You know, smiles are contagious. You walk around for a day smiling and see how many people smile back. Harrison was shaking his head at me when I came into the auditorium with my mask on, because he's shaking his head now as I'm telling this. Because I had gone into my office and I'd taken a Sharpie and put a smile on the front of the mask. Because I had a couple of people say, "I can't tell if you're smiling or not when you have that thing on." And so I went and put a smile on it. No, friendly people attract other people. I mean, think about it this way. Do you like to be around an unfriendly person? Do you want to spend the day with that individual? Well, no, if we're being honest. And so we can all work on becoming more friendly. Number two, I need to be loving. But we've talked about this in the past few weeks, but one passage, of course, that sums it up is found in 1 Corinthians 13 in verses 4 through 8. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. After all, that is what Jesus said, love your neighbor. Friends, if we're going to build those relationships that we need in our life, if we're going to have good, healthy relationships, then love is a component that we need to have. A third thing that will help us in increasing in favor with man is being dependable. If you want better relationships with those around you, be someone who's considered dependable. Y'all, this is a quality that's lacking in our world today. There is a shortage of people who say what they mean and mean what they say. But when they say, "Hey, I'll help you, I'll be there at such and such a day, at such and such a time," and that day and that time rolls around, and it's not that they forgot. That happens. Accidents take place. It's that they just chose, "Well, I got other things I want to do now." As Christians, we need to be people who are known as individuals who keep our word. Don't make promises that you can't keep. We need to be individuals who, when they think of us, they think of, "Hey, there's someone that when they say it, they're going to do it." You want to build better relationships, you want to increase in favor with man, be someone who's dependable. Number four, be someone who is humble. The Bible speaks a lot about humility. Luke 14:11, Jesus said, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." People normally do not care for individuals who are conceited or arrogant. Now, I'm not talking about confidence. Confidence is a good quality. People are normally drawn to confidence. I'm talking about the person that it's all about them. The individual who walks in the room and is like, "All eyes on me, I'm important." That's normally not an individual that a lot of folks care to be around. No one wants to spend a lot of time with someone who has that all about me attitude. If we're going to be pleasing in the eyes of God, if we're going to build the relationships that we need around us in the coming year, we need to try to be humble. And then fifth and finally, we need to be sincere. We need to be sincere. No one likes fake people. Just be yourself. Now, does that mean we don't work on ourselves? We don't try to improve ourselves? No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying don't try to be someone that you're not. When we try to be someone that we're not, y'all, we mess that up 100% of the time. Be sincere with those who are around you. You know, the word sincere is a very interesting word. It comes from a Latin word that literally meant without wax. And the word came from people would have in Italy these pieces of marble, right? Which marble is very expensive, highly prized. But sometimes in this marble, there would be an imperfection. There would be a chip or something out of it. And so what the people would do, these sellers, if they were unscrupulous, they would take wax and use wax to fill in those cracks and those chips and make it appear as if the marble was flawless. And so people began to advertise their marble as being sincere, without wax. Well, over time, that came into the English language and, of course, means what it means now. That we're without wax. What you see is what you get. You want people to be drawn to you? Just be yourself. Y'all, if we'll develop these five qualities, it will help us in increasing in our favor with man. Let me ask you tonight, how are your relationships? Do you love yourself? Do you love your neighbor? Most importantly, do you love God? Jesus said in John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Friend, will you do that tonight? If you're not a Christian, will you keep his commandments and become one? If you are a Christian but have sin in your life, you've turned away from him, will you keep his commandments and come back home? You know, the beautiful thing about our God is he always stands ready to forgive. You know, it's possible when it comes to my relationships with man, I can burn that bridge to the point sometimes where it's kind of over, right? That can happen. But the beautiful thing about our God, y'all, as long as there's air in these lungs, as long as there's a heart beating in your chest, you can come home. He stands ready. He stands willing. Will you come right now as together we stand and sing?